Sofia, a nice little win over Scotland. How are you feeling?
I'm really pleased with that performance. I think it was really great to get everybody out on court again. However, we still need to stick to our game plan to the 15 minutes, so that's definitely something that we'll be looking at tomorrow's game.
At half time as well, you're at least 20 up. We've seen that at club level, but what's that like internationally? Do you go in and with a bit more confidence in the second half?
Yeah, definitely. You do go in with more confidence, but I think it's really important to keep challenging ourselves and making sure that the quality of our play is still as high as we expect it. And I think at times it did dip. So, again, you know, when you've built up that lead, you need to make sure that you continue to push on and keep building those goals to get, you know, a higher scoreline.
It's a nice group anyway with the rest of the home counties, but is that win over Scotland just a little bit more sweeter because it's...
You know, we come here to win, and every year it's always a battle against, you know, every team that we play. But, you know, definitely we're really pleased to get such a big win against Scotland because, you know, they are a good side, so, yeah.
And the nice thing was as well, there were times during the entire game, everything just seemed to click and there was great flow between everybody.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there was definitely phases of play that were just... bam, 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 down the court and into a goal, which, you know, we thrive off that. But again, you know, there was times where we did have to go back to the line and work it in, and that's really good practice for us moving forwards.
It's nice to watch, but does that make you all feel good as a team as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think it builds confidence, and every player that stepped out there, you know, there was that flow in every combination that we saw on court today, so that's really pleasing to see too.
And the last time we spoke, you were dancing on the table, or maybe you weren't. But I just wondered, week on, have you been walking around all week wearing the medal and showing everybody, or have you been quite good?
Well, being the only Storm player here, and there's about four or five Thunder players here, I haven't been able to wear my medal, but still, absolutely amazing experience last Saturday, and I'm just so proud of all the girls, and so pleased. You know, we've had an amazing season, and I've just absolutely loved it at Storm, so, yeah.
Do you reckon it was a bit of a risk coming over from Mavericks?
You know, there was lots of reasons why I moved across from Mavericks. You know, one of the main ones was that I got a new job and Surrey was much, much closer to me. It was a risk and it was a really hard decision to make, but I've learnt so much from Tamsin. The girls have been amazing and I've really enjoyed playing netball, so it's worth it for me.
And it's Newcastle, it's Saturday night, so where's the party afterwards?
No party, unfortunately. Oh. Straight to bed.